May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. A deep happiness, a lasting happiness, a happiness that comes from true causes and causes that truly benefit that being, yourselves, myself included. May all beings be free from suffering. And recognize that there are causes of suffering, and that in general, we provide those causes for ourselves, for others, and our world. So may all beings be free of the causes of suffering, because we ourselves cease the causes of suffering and foster and promote and nurture and nourish the causes of true and lasting happiness for all beings. And when we examine the relationship of these two invocations, it is very clear for each of us in our lives and very empowering. And in fact, examining and meditating with these two items, causes of happiness and resultant lasting, true, beneficial happiness, and causes of suffering, and that we in general perpetuate them ourselves, then how amazing and straightforward it is. And it illumines that for ourselves and makes our path, our decisions, our choices a lot easier, a lot clearer. How wonderful. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. And may all beings live from equanimity. And that is, in a moment when a craving arises, can we pause, breathe, and bring equanimity and neutrality, impartiality to the moment? When something comes across the news and it's challenging to observe, to hear, can we breathe? Can we pause with empathy and compassion and thus bring a neutrality to our own minds? Because that vibration will help the collective consciousness to adjust and move forward into a new day, a new way of kindness. Not the kindness is new, but for us to go forward collectively. All with kindness. That might be new. These ideas offered by a teacher so long ago are so self-evident, so applicable, useful, beneficial. And so may all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. But not a titillation, not a self-gratification, Not just something that fleets away and then is disappointing when it's gone. Not that kind of happiness. Because one can question if it really is happiness. Again, as we examine, as we explore these statements that maybe we've heard, maybe we even say as a mantra, what do they mean? Is gratification happiness? That's worth exploring. What is happiness for you individually in any moment? So we hold ourselves and hold ourselves in this moment of peace, clean, clear, and open heart. Our personality softens and it opens and is this happiness? I don't know. I don't know what anyone would answer. Is the taste of an ice cream the same as a walk in nature? Or a hug from someone that we haven't seen in a long time? I don't know. Each of us has to answer that. So as we do this little vipassana, right, that's what we're doing. It's mixed, right, with shamatha, because we pose the question, we let it open, and it opens inclusive of space and peace in our minds. And all the while, there might be some insights. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. But there's no magic wand. So since we are each of us, one of those all beings, how do we address this for ourselves? Causes of suffering. Suffering in our minds, suffering kinds of emotions like worry and doubt and anxiety and stress, anger when it arises, arrogance when it arises, compulsiveness, obsessiveness, phone fetishes. These are all causes of suffering. How do we address these for ourselves? And we can feel at least part of the answer as our mind softens and opens and is at peace, content. May all beings awaken the wisdom that is within. It abides in the heart. It is the heart's essence. It is our essence of being. May all beings live from equanimity. The equanimity that we are experiencing right now, this peace in our minds, this contentment, this ease. We take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. And we breathe with Mother Earth. Great gratitude. Love you all. Create your day by pondering on these things. Create your day by and acting from your own insights. Create your day so that it causes lasting, beneficial happiness for yourself and for all beings. Create your day in a way that ceases the causes of suffering for yourself and for all beings. Love you all. Create your day.